All right, good morning, everybody. Well, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad within it. Let us bless his holy name, for the Lord is good. And his mercies endureth forever. Grateful as well as thankful for today, a day that we can testify that we are still alive. Still alive. Amen. Ain't nobody looking and viewing over our bodies. So we are blessed to be a part of this day. So grateful as well as thankful. I want to take this moment and, you know, give God thanks, give him praise for him being God of our lives, you know, in spite of our failures, our flaws, our flesh, our mess. He's still faithful concerning his promises, you know, and I'm so grateful for all that the Lord is doing. So I want us to be able to take this moment, and we want to pray for our woman of God. Amen. Prophetess Copeland this morning. The prayer of the righteous availeth much. Any two or three of you touching and agreeing, whatever you bound on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. The prayer of the righteous availeth much. If any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church. Let them anoint their head with oil and pray the prayer of faith to pray over them. And the Lord will raise them up. The Sicinia man said, just speak the word only, and I know that my servant will be healed. Jesus spoke to the fever, and the fever had to stop. I believe today that whatever is trying to attack this woman of God body, then I believe that today that the fire of healing can come and heal her body today. Not tomorrow, not next week, not 5 weeks from now, but today. I believe that everybody that Jesus came in contact with, he say the works that he did, we can do, and we can do greater works. He said, I gave you power over all sickness and diseases. He said, you go. I come to heal the brokenhearted. Today, our sister is in need of our prayers that she can experience her health and her healing today. Not tomorrow, today. I believe in a today. I have been fighting in warfare for her healing, and I want the manifestation to come today. Amen. So I'm believing and receiving today for her healing. I'm receiving and believing and receiving for her healing. The prayer of faith. Somebody's having sharp migraine headaches on your left side. I believe that God is touching your head right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody right now is dealing with some pain right now in your rectum. I believe that God is healing you right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody is having some sharp, dull pain right around your knees area. And right in there, I call your knees to heal now in the name of Jesus. I believe and receive right now the complete healing of the virtues of the Lord God right now, that God is healing your body from all sickness and disease. Let's take this moment this morning, and if you are in need of a healing, I believe in a fresh healing, a manifestation healing. Your testimonies would be the Lord heal me in the name of Jesus, that you will experience not just with words, but also in actions of a complete healing in your body right now. So I'm believing and receiving your bladder is healed, your lungs is healed, your heart is healed, your blood is healed. I believe today your tissues and muscles is healed. I believe your hair follicles are healed. Your skin is healed. I believe right now the dryness of the mouth is healed. In the name of Jesus, your taste is back. Your taste bud is back. Your excitement, amen, for your health is back. That all cancer, all form of diseases is healed in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe and receive that. Let's hit star 6 for us, and let's believe God for your healing today. Listen, I believe that God can heal everything and anything. There is nothing that has been created within the earth that God can heal today. He can heal it today. Now faith is a substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. So I'm believing and receiving today for your healing today. So let's hit star 6. Let's see what God's going to do. Let's see who wants the testimonies that the Lord can heal. Everybody already here? Star six.
This prophet is Kobe.
Hey, girl.
Hey, AB. Trust me, God, to strengthen my body today.
Amen.
Supernatural signs of healing take place.
Amen. We believe in God for your healing, girl. Call your body healed. Calling your body healed today in Jesus' name. Thank you. Star six, folks. Star six. You got to believe. The Bible say you have not because you act not. Well, the Lord know my heart. Well, you got to open your mouth then. That's how your healing going to come. Your healing going to come through your mouth. Depth in life is in the power of your tongue. That's it.
Good morning, it's Jocelyn. I'm praying that my lower back pain that's trying to come back up will cease and that I am healed from that.
Amen. Let's receive it. Yeah, let's receive it. We ain't gonna do
it.
Good morning.
Good morning, this is Tamika. I am trusting God for the pain on the right side of my lower back also to be completely healed.
Amen. I won't turn back, to the ways I used to be. Can't turn back. The enemy will try to get you to go backwards, man. His job is to make you start thinking backwards is better. He wants you to think backwards is better. Why? Because you can identify what happened backwards. Just can't identify what's happening forward because you've never been there. But you've been backwards, so you know what that has to offer. So the enemy's job is to make you think backwards is better. That's not so. Backwards is not better. So you've got to start pulling down a stronghold when it's talking about going backwards. And it was better like this, and it was better like that, and it was better like this, and it was better like that. Backwards is not better. I hear you, Lord. Backwards is not better. Somebody ought to hashtag that one. Text it, put it. Backwards is not better. You need to tell somebody. Backwards is not better. Anybody else?
Sandy. Pray for my mental health and my vision and just for my strength today.
Amen. Backwards is not better.
Good morning. This is Maya. I'm asking God to heal my body from all sicknesses and diseases and any sicknesses that try to come up.
Amen. Backwards is not better. Boy, that a priest right there. Backwards is not better. Come on now.
Mama, for the healing of my back, my leg, and my knee, I know God can do it, and I got to learn just to be patient and wait.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Backwards is not better. Hallelujah. I believe God can heal. Mm-hmm. Backwards is not better. Father, we thank you today for your healing virtues, God. We thank you this morning for you being God, our Savior, our Deliverer, our Provider, our Waymaker, our Miracle Worker, our Awesome Ruler, our way out of no way, our will and our shield and our faith is now being activated by your word. Thank you today, Lord God, for the complete healing, Lord God. Lord, we realize that backwards is not better. So, God, we thank you today, Lord God, for allowing us to tap into a new place of greatness, a new place of power, a new place of deliverance, a new place of healing. God, I thank you today, Lord God, that our body is completely healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for you being supernaturally moving in our presence today. God, we thank you today, Lord God, because this is the day that you have made for us. You have allowed us to be able to step into this great day. So, Father, we thank you right now. We thank you, Lord God, for the manifestation, Lord God, for the miracles and signs and wonders, Lord God, that shall come and that will make itself, Lord God, where it needs to be. Lord, we thank you today, Lord God, because of your goodness and your mercy, God, that we are stepping into the fullness of your power, your anointing, your healing. God, thank you for your deliverance today, Lord God. Deliver our mind, our spirit, deliver our hearts and our pain. Deliver us, God, from everything that would try to get us out of your godly presence and your godly provision and your godly direction. So, Father, today, I thank you, Lord God, for the miracles, signs, and wonders in the name of Jesus. God, move like you never moved before. Do like you never done before. Let us experience this place of glory in this atmosphere today, God. God, as we have stepped into this 3,342nd day, Lord God, of coming before you, Lord God, consistently and faithfully, Lord God, as a unit, as a body, as a corporation. Father, today, we thank you, Lord God, for your spirit just healing. We thank you, Lord God, for healing Tanja. Thank you, Lord God. Her body is completely healed. And Jocelyn, and thank you for healing Tamika and Sandy and Mama Sue. And thank you for healing Maya. God, we thank you today, Lord God, for letting your anointing rush upon us today, Lord God. Let us experience, Lord God, the trifecta of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Let us experience this anointing, God, that can do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. Thank you, Father, for you just being, Lord God, supernatural, God. Thank you for the supernatural power. Thank you for the supernatural ability. Thank you for the supernatural God that is able to do, God. We thank you, Lord God, for causing mighty and greater things, Lord God, to take place in the name of Jesus. Father, I bless, Lord God, your name. I bless your word. I bless you as God. Lord, do the miracles and signs and wonder, God. We launch our bodies to you today. Our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, Father. We thank you for dwelling inside of us. We thank you for living inside of us. We thank you for abiding inside of us. We thank you, Lord God, for just being our refuge and our shield. Thank you, Lord God, for being our butler, and thank you for being our faith. Thank you, Lord God, for being our patient as well as our experience. Thank you today, Father God, for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord God, that today I declare and demand, Lord God, greater, bigger, and mightier things to take place in our midst today, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for causing hair follicles to grow. Lord God, you say every hair on our head is numbered, and you know the number of it. So, Father, today, I believe and receive, Lord God. I believe and receive today, Lord God, for supernatural growth that is lengthened, strengthened, and is moisturized, God. I thank you, Lord God, for your word, Lord God. I call every discoloration of skin, every rash, every mold, every, Lord God, blemish, every mole, Lord God, every sickness that's on our skin, we call forth healing in the name of Jesus. I speak, Lord God, for healthy, Lord God, ovaries. I speak, Lord God, that tumors are strengthened. I thank you, Lord God, that blood has been filtered and is clean in the name of Jesus. Father, today I declare and decree, Lord God, prostates are healed in Jesus' name, Lord God. I bound the spirit of cancer off of this ministry, off of the people of God today. There will not be another person. We declare and decree right now that death and life, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We plead the blood of Jesus right now upon our ministry, upon our members, upon everyone that's connected to us today. We declare and decree, Lord God, that there will be, Lord God, testimonies, Lord God, of victory in the name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for moving right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, we thank you today, Lord God. We believe and receive that the words that comes out of our mouth, they are life, they are living, and they are well. So, Father, we thank you today. Thank you for healing our bodies. Thank you for healing the diseases. Thank you, Lord God, for healing, Lord God, every sickness. Thank you, Father God, for giving us a complete healing in our body. Thank you, Lord God, that our back is strong, Lord God. We won't turn back, God. God, our better is forward, not backwards. We thank you today, Lord God, for you just doing the incredible work. Thank you, Father. Thank you today, Lord God, for you healing, God, the body. We thank you today for you healing, Lord God, the side. Thank you for healing the back. Thank you for healing the vision. Lord, we call for eye. I pray for those with vision right now, Lord God. I speak vision, Lord God, that they can see. And their sight is clear in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray, Lord God, for Sister Porter. Lord God, I lift her up today, Lord God, as you touch Pastor Porter, Lord God. Lord, we pray for Renee right now in the name of Jesus. We call her body healed. We call her eyesight back and clear in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree, Lord God, that she will not be and she is not going to be blind. Father, we speak today, Lord God, that her sight is restored in the name of Jesus, Father. Lord, we declare and decree today, Lord God, that those muscle pains, those bladder pains, Lord God, we declare and decree, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you are moving and moving mightily, Lord God. Father, we thank you today that you're healing high blood pressure, you're healing diabetes, you're healing glaucoma, you're healing gout, you're healing cataract, you're healing, Lord God, all types of aneurysm. Lord, we declare and decree, Lord God, that our body is complete. God, I call every blockage unblocked in the name of Jesus. I call the heart strong, beating strong in the name of Jesus. Father, today we give you, Lord God, this opportunity. Lord God, as we come boldly before the throne today, believing and receiving, Lord God, healing virtues in the name of Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you. Thank you for moving. Thank you for doing it. Thank you, Lord God, for operating. God, I thank you today, Lord God, as we press towards the mark, God, press towards healing, press towards being healthy in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you today, Father God, that we would not be druggies from a drugstore, but God, we be healed from the presence of you, Lord God. In your presence is healing. In your presence is deliverance. In your presence is breakthrough. In your presence, God, we are going to stay in your presence. So thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you today. Hey, glory to your name. Thank you today, Lord God. Oh, Father, we thank you today that our mind is restored. We bound the spirit of bitterness. We bound the spirit of unforgiveness. We bound the spirit, Lord God, of regret. We bound the spirit, Lord God, of shame. We bound the spirit of embarrassment. In the name of Jesus, I declare and decree today that we are walking in our future, greater future, stronger hands, stronger futures. In the name of Jesus, Father, today I declare and decree, Lord God, for bigger and better to take place. Thank you for the manifestation. Thank you for the move of you, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for your grace, your mercies. Thank you, Lord God, for your move and your Lord, I pray for every person today, Lord God, that they be mentally sound in the name of Jesus. For you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and a sound mind. Thank you today, Lord God, for your loving kindness as well as your tender mercies. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us victory in the midst of these battles. Thank you, Lord God, that we have the testimony that you are the Lord our God. We call for the fire of God to come and rest upon us today. We call the flooding of the Holy Ghost to rest upon us today. God, I ask you to strengthen the bodies, God, for the fast, Lord God. Everyone who committed, Lord God, to commit themselves to the fast the last 3 days, I pray, Lord God, for their strength. Let the testimonies be, Lord God, that we slow down to hear you. We come to hear from you. We come to hear, Lord God, and to hear you to do greater and bigger and mightier things. Father, today, I thank you, Lord God, for understanding. I thank you for purpose. I thank you, Lord God, for provision. I thank you, Lord God, every need is met by heaven's best. I thank you today, God, there is no lack. There is no, God, suffering. There is no, Lord God, lack of having. I thank you today for the abundance of more than enough. I thank you for pressing it down. I thank you for shaking together. I thank you for good measure. I thank you today in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you praise, honor, and glory for your glory, your praise, and for your thanksgiving today, Lord God. Bless your people. Yes, Lord, bless your people today. Bless your people to do greater. Bless your people to do mightier. Bless your people to do the supernatural. Bless your people to do that which was called in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father. I thank you today. I thank you, Lord God, for every one of these individuals today that called in and the faithfulness. I thank you for them today. I thank you for blessing their seed that they're sown, that it will bring forth a harvest, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that the woman said in Judges 13, Lord God, when her husband said, just let us die, she said, no way God going to receive our offering, so that we may die and not see the things in which you have shown unto us. God is too faithful. God is too mighty. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for the manifestation of your word. Thank you for the great and the mighty things of your word. Thank you for you being faithful to your word. Thank you for you being the God of your word. Your word will not return void. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Father. Amen, amen. Judges chapter 13 says, the husband says, just let us go ahead and die. The wife said, God did not receive our offering, our burnt offerings, and he did not receive what we have given unto him that we may die. God will do what he have promised us. He will do what his word say. He will do everything that he said. Listen, your seed keep you alive. The devil know if you don't give, you'll die. He knows that. He know that if you do not be a one that will give and get God attention. Go read Judges 13, verse 21 through 25. Look at it, what it says. Listen, the enemy's job is to make us think that giving is just for tangible, but it also got life jeopardy attached to it. I mean, life jeopardy attached to it. So every day the enemy keep you from giving because you think you can't afford it. You think it's too much. You think it all of this stuff. He's trying to get you to a place where God take his head or protection away from around you. A giver get protection that ungivers do not get. I mean, it's all throughout the scripture. So let's believe God today. I believe and receive today our offering as we give today. Amen. Let's believe God can bless us today that we can be able to receive our offering today. So let's do this. It starts 6-4, and I believe that your better going to be better today than it was for that which is in the back. It's in the back of you. You can't go back. Don't go backwards. Go forward. So let's sow this seed that God's going to do something big and that it's going to get better in Jesus' name. Hit star 6-4 and let's receive your offering.
Good morning again. My seat is 25. It's Sandy.
Thank you.
Tamika, 40.
Good morning, sir. People, 125.
Morning.
Maya 20.
Thank you.
John John.
Thank you. All right. Come on, folks. Let's go. Hello?
Hello? You hear the Archbishop?
Yes, ma'am. We hear you.
Okay. I'm going to give 125 for the Brents, but I'm going to give an extra 25 for my family, especially my grandson is incarcerated. So it'll be 150.
Amen.
Good morning, it's Wanda. I'm doing 100.
Amen, good morning. Our seed is 100 today also. Anybody else
go 40?
Thank you. Amen. Anybody else giving?
This is Tanya. I'll do 50.
Who is this?
Tanya. I'm new to the call.
Hey, Tanya. New to the call. Who invited you on the call?
Wanda.
All right, then. Go, Wanda. Anybody else here? Don't evangelize one. Anybody else giving? Man, giving change your living. Y'all look at Judges 13, verse 21 through 25. And see how that woman told her husband, talking about, God did not receive our gift that we can die and not see the things that he had promised us. Boy, I tell you, I read that thing. I said, woo, woo. Man, that's why the enemy fights so hard for folk to give. He want them not to give, but he can kill them. And you talking about, oh, he's trying to scare me. Oh, you better go read the Bible. I don't know why we believe some of the Bible. I don't believe all of it. That woman gave me a nugget. She said, every time you give, you can expect God to receive. If he receive it, he ain't finna kill you. If he ain't gonna, if he gonna kill you, he ain't gonna receive your offering. Because he love a cheerful giver. So how he gonna do that? That ain't working. Look how he look at everybody who was a giver, how they was moving into the abundance. They moved into the abundance. God did supernatural things on their behalf. Man, I feel that thing right there. All right. I got to preach it real, but I just feel it. Ooh. Anybody else here? Nobody else? All right. Appreciate everybody. Thank you for giving this morning. Hey, you have a great day today. Keep everybody who lifted. Yeah, everybody. Just pray for the folks who called out their sickness today. Let's believe God healing their body. We're going to continue to barber heaven and until we see manifestation. We say we ain't begging God. We sometimes the enemy fights to try to hold back the prayers of the saint. The angels say, hey, we heard you. Go read Daniel's over there. He said, we heard you the first time, but we had to fight 21 days because of the prince of Persia. The enemy is trying to keep back. So let's believe God today for your healing today, folks, in the name of Jesus. And let's believe bigger and better. Have a great day today. And I'll receive your healing.
Amen. Thank you, God.